Hare Krishna from Ujjain. And here's a question from Krishna Nanda Das. And this goes into the Varnashram series category. He's asking that if we see that our Varna, the nature of our Varna, doesn't match one particular varna, and then should, but rather goes across a spectrum of two or three, then should we cultivate all of those qualities? Of course, first, ideally, it would be best if devotees don't analyze their varna by themselves, but rather that others give them, what to speak of, input, but it's actually done by others, just because others will be more objective, and that's the system. Those people who know one well help or actually evaluate one's varna. But in any case, whatever the situation, in direct answer to the question, it's better to ultimately select a varna, or see which characteristics most closely represent one nature, and then cultivate those qualities, because one of the principles of Varnashram is, and the principles of the modes of material nature, is that if you cultivate a particular activity, then the qualities, or a particular mode of nature, excuse me, then the qualities of that mode of nature will become manifest. So, in general, Vaishnavas want to cultivate the mode of goodness. Similarly, in terms of Varnashram, take up a particular type of duty, then by embracing that particular duty, say the duty of a leader, a kshatriya, then the qualities of that Varna will manifest in certain degree. I say certain degree because, yes, in Kali Yuga things are going to be confused. But at least if we start taking up the duties of one particular varna and following the obligations of that varna and cultivating the activities and qualities that are inherent for that varna, then even though we may be of a different mix, but externally what happens in society starts to become more clear. And as further generations of devotees appear in Krishna consciousness, and there becomes, by the process of samskar, education, and so on, qualities become more distinct and more in line with one particular varna, then varnashram will be more natural, more spontaneous. So that would be my suggestion to devotees, that they adopt one particular varna and act accordingly. That will help fulfill Srila Prabhupada's vision for Varnashram. Hare Krishna.